Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Keith Campbell, the chairman of Mannington Mills. Keith, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing very well. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I saw you a couple weeks ago. You were here for every other year meeting with your management and the family investors. And we want to talk about some of the highlights of that. So we'll get to that in just a second. I'd like to start, though, with just asking you, how's your business this year?
You know, business is starting to come back. I think everyone in the industry felt a soft first quarter, and the second quarter has improved. I would say that we are hopeful of a very strong second half on both residential and commercial.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting, if you look at from 100,000 feet, you see that a lot of the growth in the business is in LVT, and you're in that. Matter of fact, you made a very wise investment with Amteco, and that's given you a great domestic operation there. You're probably also glad you're not in the residential carpet business at this point.
Well, yeah. You know, the thing is that Amteco acquisition back in 2012 and the expansion of the Madison, Georgia facility has meant a great deal to the performance of the company, and I think strategically put us on a platform of growth. LVT is growing, and taking business away from all other flooring segments, whether they want to admit it or not.
Right. Well, what are a few of the highlights from the first 6 months of 19 with Mannington?
Number one, I think that we've had very good introductions as far as product is concerned on both the residential and commercial side. Very good surfaces show and an excellent showing at Neocon. So those are extremely important as we prepare for the second half of the year. Again, one highlight is the fact that the first quarter was soft, and you have to sort of dig in to say, why was that? Because the overall U.S. economy is doing extremely well,
right. But
in building materials, it's been sort of spotty growth. So we are hopeful that with interest rates going down on mortgages and the like, that we will see a stronger second half.
All right, let's dig into this biennial meeting. I think it started about 5 years ago, and your sister kind of heads this up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, about 6 years ago, we started a family council, and the family council was put into place in order to perpetuate the shareholders for future generations. And my sister Carolyn, who had an excellent career in management with both AT&T and MCI, I gave it to her because I knew it would get done and get done quickly and well.
Right.
So we now have sort of matured in that process, and every 2 years, the entire family get together, those that are shareholders and those that will be shareholders. So it was, in our case, generation 4, 5, and 6, all getting together. The big picture is that we want to perpetuate a family-owned business for generations to come and continue to secure what we call patient capital.
Right.
So the investment the family has in the business will remain with the business for future generations. And as we've seen that process continue, we've seen more and more of the family just be absolutely overwhelmed with what we do at Mannington and all of that we do with product, and especially the people at Mannington.
And so you came here, you had some meetings. Do you think they felt like everything was being managed well?
Yes, they did. We had not only the entire Campbell family here, we had our key corporate officers as well as the board of directors. And it was just a wonderful time in order to be able to have people continue on with a great relationship. You know, back when I was a kid, those relationships happened in the backyard at a barbecue.
Right.
Because the family all lived in Salem, New Jersey, and the management was in Salem, New Jersey. Well, now the family has spread out. Our facilities and management have spread out. And so these opportunities every 2 years just really solidify what we are about as a family and a company. Also, while we do these, there's education. So we want to educate the family on what is happening in the floor covering industry, what is emerging. And in this case, we really honed in on luxury vinyl tile and explaining the various aspects of LVT, both from the commercial side and the residential side.
You're continuing to make investments there, aren't you?
We are. We had a wonderful tour of our Calhoun facility,
right. And
I was just so proud of everything that has taken place in Calhoun. We are currently expanding on our site to produce rigid core LVT, and we are ambitious in thinking that we will be producing from that new facility by the end of the year our rigid core selection.
So you actually, in this facility in Calhoun, going to be making rigid LVT. That's interesting.
Yes. You know, once it gets fully operational, we have equipment that is coming in right now and the building being expanded, so it's a work in process. Once we get all of it up and operating, we should be able to produce a majority of our rigid core material. We will still need, however, to be augmenting that with our supply line from China.
And I know it's always been Mannington's goal, if they could make it here, they'd make it here, and so that's continued investment for that, right?
Absolutely. And again, it's not to say that we won't continue to expand in the future, but this is the first big bite at the apple. Now, we have been experimenting with rigid core production in Calhoun for the last year or so plus, so it's not like we're going in without a knowledge base. We know what we're doing and have selected in the latest generation of equipment that will enable us to produce both rigid core and WPC products.
That's very interesting. You invited me to come Saturday of your event, and you honored a couple of retiring board members, and you also honored Bob Pittman. So talk about that.
You know, Bob Pittman, president of Burke, he was president when we bought Burke in 2008 and has had a long career at Burke. It's the only company he ever worked for. Bob is at retirement, and we wanted to give him the Mannington send-off, in which we did appropriately and sang the company My Father's Song at the end. And just can't thank Bob enough for all that he has done for Burke and for Mannington and has put us in a platform of growth going forward. As far as our two board members that retired, Tom Davis, our former CEO, and Brian Duffy, both of them have been on the board a long time, have contributed a great deal, and we're going to miss them. But Tom's a phone call away and Brian's a phone call away. While they're retired from the board, we will always be seeking their advice.
Well, tell me what's on the horizon for Mannington in the near future.
Well, we spoke about rigid core. We currently also in Calhoun are in the process of bringing up a new rubber manufacturing facility. We have moved this from San Jose, California to Calhoun, and it gives us new equipment, new processing, and puts us in a really good strategic platform to grow the rubber business on into the future. We also, in Calhoun, 2 years ago, purchased some property adjacent to us, and that is growing into our central distribution center. And by the end of the year, we will be able to consolidate most of our products out of one distribution site, which will be very good for our distributors and end-use customers in order to be able to service the business better.
You know, Keith, I got to hand it to you. As a family-run company, 103-year-old company, you're one of the top five suppliers to the business. As I said, I came to your event. You guys are refreshing, because you don't have to answer to these quarterly numbers, and you continue to make investments for the long term, don't you?
Well, that's what it's all about. As a family-owned business, I mean, we want to continue to invest in our growth. And invest in growth, when I take a look at it, I want to see a path of where we have steady growth 5, 10, 15 years out. Mm-hmm. And with that, also have the bottom-line results that help fuel the continued growth of the company. Indeed, if you're not running things from quarter to quarter and take a little bit longer term strategic view, we think that we have a very, very good, strong future in the floor covering industry. And we're also unique in that we're family owned. We're a different kind of company, and our character and really who we are about are extremely different, because it's a different personality than what you see with floor covering manufacturers, not only in the States, but worldwide.
Right, and it's very closely aligned to the channel, because many of the channel are also family companies, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, later this quarter, in October, we will win a very prestigious award from Family Business Magazine, where we've been selected as one of the top 30 family-owned businesses in the country. Mm-hmm. And we're proud of that, and I'm proud that the legacy has continued. You interviewed Zach recently, and the next generation is right around the corner, and they are prepared to take Mannington not only to the next generation, but generations to come.
Keith. Well, that's a well-deserved award. Congratulations on that. It's great to catch up with you. Again, we're talking to Keith Campbell, the chairman of Mannington Mills, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.